Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone, as we slide into the pointy end of the week. Hey, Stephen, how are you tracking?
Yeah, good. I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Oh, absolutely on top of the world. It's Thursday, man.
Oh, that's what we love to hear. Jess, how are you doing?
I mean, I don't know how good you are. I think that's a lie. You were yawning and moaning like 5 minutes ago. What's happened?
He's just pulled his headphones out, and I think that's a sign of what's
I've had nightmares. Sorry, Jess. You have called me out. You've caught me on a lie, but I thought I'd just fake it till I make it on air, and fingers crossed that'd make me feel better. Just tired after up watching the Chillies, of course. Me and the rest of the country alike.
It seems like there was a lot of people watching.
That was
my first ever full game of soccer I've watched.
Really?
I did watch it.
You got behind it, Crevo.
Watched the entire game.
What?
Pretty good.
Now, I don't want to be that guy, Crevo, but you've watched one game.
Yeah.
The Tillies have lost one game. I'm putting a ban on you.
Okay.
You're done. No more sport. That'll do you.
That's it. Done. I'll never watch another sport.
Did you enjoy it, though?
I actually did. It was good.
Oh, I'm glad. That's really good.
I mean, would have been the different result would have been better, but I thought they were still playing good.
No, I thought they were as well. Yeah, a little bit. Missed a few chances we maybe should have made and
all that stuff.
I don't know. That's sport, isn't it? It can go either way. It's a real 50-50 all the time, every contest.
It really is. So. Now, I've also noticed you've got a haircut.
Yes.
Now, with your lovely partner, Siobhan, over here, did she cut your hair or was it still Stephen's cuts?
No, she cut it yesterday.
Yeah, right. Does she have a vision in mind for it and everything?
Oh, I don't know. I don't ask questions normally.
She just starts cutting at random without you even knowing. You're sitting there watching telly or something.
Yeah, well, we were sitting yesterday watching replays of Love Island.
Yeah.
And then she said, you need a haircut.
She's seen one on the show, I reckon.
And I've gone, all right, no stress, whatever. I went and got the clippers and she's just done her thing.
So. While you're watching still?
Yeah, well, we just put it on the outside veranda, but you can still see the telly from there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She's kind of pivoted the TV and we're just watching it while she was giving me a haircut. Yeah.
Good to live in a castle, watch TV from any room. Unbelievable stuff. You're waking up with the Novos, New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, the Matildas' historical run at the FIFA Women's World Cup. What an end last night.
Yeah, huge game. We may not have won, but we've gone the furthest that we have in a Women's World Cup, which is a huge win all in itself. England managed to get their spot in the decider, beating us 3-1. Sam Kerr did score a stunning goal in the 63rd minute, but unfortunately, it was not enough to get us across the line. So we do have one more game left. We're taking on Sweden on Saturday night. That game's to determine who comes in third place. So hopefully, we can come in third place.
Yeah, still on the podium.
Exactly.
And what an absolute screamer from Sam Kerr just loudly. Outside the box, taking on must have been three defenders or so. I feel like there's a few people who, this World Cup's been so good at introducing the sport to so many new people. And I feel like there's been a lot of hype about how good Sam Kerr is, but we haven't seen her much in this World Cup.
Yeah, actually.
I think yesterday was a real people okay.
That's why she's captain.
Yeah, it's not all noise. She actually can play this sport and play it pretty well.
Yeah, exactly. She's not just... you described it one time. She went on for a 15-minute jog on one of the games.
Yeah, well, that's it. She just had a little trudge. But, she's so much better than that. And clearly still playing with an injury can produce a performance like that. Superstar. The sport is in good hands. That's all I'll say.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Anyway, a big flip, I guess, changing the pace completely here. A police operation still underway at Jesmond following an assault and car theft at North Lambton. Got any more details about that, Jess?
Yes, this was happening yesterday afternoon. Polair involved. There were heaps of people on social media being like, oh, the Polair chopper's up. talking like on the loudspeaker trying to find this bloke who apparently, as you said, stole a car and went on a bit of a run yesterday afternoon. Police were called out to Acacia Avenue at about 11 o'clock yesterday morning. The responding officers were told that the victim there had confronted a man in his home before he was assaulted by that man, who then went and stole his Holden Commodore. The guy who was at the home, he suffered a laceration to his arm, treated by paramedics. He's all good. The vehicle that the guy stole, police did find that later on abandoned, and they blocked off streets around Stockland Jesmond. And as I said, Polair was up trying to find this guy. Still haven't found this guy. He's still on the run. So believed to be wearing a black top with white stripes down the sleeves, blue shorts and a black cap and red shoes. There's a bit more of a description up on our website. But anyone with information, or if you see him, please call Crime Stoppers.
Absolutely.
I imagine the advice as well would be, if you see him, don't approach him.
Yeah, don't go say hi.
No.
Yeah, no, no. Not worth a friendly chat.
It's really not.
I mean, good news that they've found the Commodore, though, because obviously, that, like a 2010 in silver, that's starting to get towards the valuable side of things.
Oh, dear me.
So I love that's what we've taken from this.
Well, yeah. I mean, the car's been found. That is good. That is good. Thanks for that, Jess. And, of course, a full news update at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos at New FM.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
And Crevo, over the last couple mornings, but particularly this morning, been so, so foggy on the roads. You can't even see. Like, if you were to put your hand out in front of your car, you wouldn't be able to see it, I don't reckon.
I don't, yeah, it's been, it's, we had almost no fog this winter, and then now, there you go, there's a little bit.
You can have it all in 1 week.
Yeah, that's it.
Would you take that trade? If, you know, Mother Nature was like, Grimo, you can get rid of all your fog 1 week every year. Do you reckon you'd take it?
Yeah, definitely. I love the predictability of something like that. I'd do the rain like that as well, I reckon.
Do you reckon? Have it all in one go?
Like, not
at least you can prepare around it, I
that's
suppose.
Right. Not in 1 week, maybe, but I'd have it say, oh, yeah, it's rain day this month or whatever.
I reckon that it wouldn't
work.
I
love
like that.
The idea of that.
Well, let's work on it, hey? Let's
sort out some of those. They can do cloud seeding and stuff.
Oh, there you go.
So I think we should. All right, there's a project. There's something for me to run in the background. I'll sort that out for you guys. New FM. And, Stephen, there's been, I guess, a bit of drama over in a supermarket in Austria. Now, normally, what are you talking about? That's what's going on there. But this spider, a spider has been spotted in and amongst some bananas.
Right, okay.
Normally you'd be like, oh, well, it's a spider. Who cares?
Yeah, a little jumping spider or something.
This spider is from from Brazil, where the bananas were originally from, and they say it's one of the most venomous in the world. It's the Brazilian wandering spider, quite big, sort of small huntsman size,
right,
roughly.
Okay.
A little bit more, like, sort of, it's black and white stripes and stuff, looks dangerous.
And I'm assuming not native to Austria?
But, yeah, from Brazil only.
Right, okay.
And it, like, the neurotoxin that it has, one of the main, like, main effects or that can be, you know, caused other than death for men is permanent erections.
Oh, God. You'd almost rather death, wouldn't you?
It wouldn't be a great situation. Anyway, they saw one in this supermarket. They're like, right, we've got to shop the close the whole shop, close the whole shopping area, and they're searching and searching for this one spider.
Oh, needle in a haystack.
I mean, difficult.
Burn the shops down. Burn it down and start again. That's what I'd be doing, I think.
Like if there was one, say, found in Jesmond or something, the whole shopping area's got to go. Jesmond shopping centre.
We will rebuild.
apparently one got spotted a few years ago in the UK. Also the same situation. Close the whole shopping area looking
for
this.
So they're not mucking around with these spiders.
No.
Now, I'm not being silly here, Crevo. But, like, with a side effect like that to a bite...
Yeah.
Is there some serious talk about using this for some of the oldies, maybe, to help with, some problems in the bedroom?
Funny you mentioned that. They have studied the toxin already, as a, like a natural replacement for Viagra.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
because obviously, well, but the issue is the permanent situation. Because you know,
yeah, that is an issue.
To be able to pop a pill and like it comes on demand, that's all quite well and handy, if you will. But to have it permanently switched on, more of an issue that like more negative than positive. If you catch my drift,
society got some way to go.
Yeah, exactly. They haven't figured that one out fully. You haven't cracked the code yet. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
That it is, of course, competition where you have to play investigator, right? Ooh. Put your little Sherlock Holmes hat on if you've got one, or don't. There's no need. You do whatever you want. We give you 3 things. You need to figure out what is the linking theme, what is the word that links these 3 things, right? Then you buzz in with your name and you get some points based on that.
Okay, so quick example, because I'll be your quiz master today.
I'm ready.
If I were to say to you, Crevo, let's go vanilla, strawberry and cookies and cream.
Crevo, buzz in with my name. Ice cream flavors.
That easy. Super simple.
1 point on the board. There we go. That's the sort of thing you got to do. And this is where you call up 4967-4105 because the prizes we have on offer today are absolutely lovely.
Yeah, they're unreal, of course. We've been giving away all week some VIP tickets to the opening of Inferno in Charlestown. So if you want some, you know, pizza, pasta, some fine wine, and you want to get there and be there for a bit of a red carpet event, if you will, that's pretty flash. 2 tickets to our VIP opening up for grabs for the winner of 3 of a Kind. Plus, Crevo, but wait, there's more.
Oh, yes.
Everyone on the show today in the draw for some Knights tickets this Sunday. The hottest tickets in town. I mean, the game is sold out. They're taking on the Bunnies. They've won 6 in a row. Going to make it 7 with a 2 o'clock kickoff at McDonald Jones Stadium Sunday Arvo. If you want to get yourself there, 4967-4105. We need 2 Nova Cash Rings to battle it out in a game of 3 of a Kind, I guess, on the other side of this.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. This is our competition to see who's the best at figuring out the theme between stuff, essentially.
Yeah.
We give you 3 things. You need to figure out what is the theme between them. You yell out your name as your buzzer. 1st of 2, best of 3. Those are the rules, if you will.
Of course. Yeah, now, of course, we have got plenty of prizes up for grabs this morning, Crevo. So, first and foremost, the winner of 3 of a Kind, off to our VIP opening of Inferno at Charlestown. Yes, if you
straight
don't
away.
Mind. Bit of a red carpet event, bit flashy. You get to see how the other half live. I'm sure the photo wall will be there. Bit of a who's who, if you will.
Exactly. You get free yourself food and drink.
That's it. You want to get yourself to that. Plus, of course, everyone on the show today in the draw to go see the Knights taking on the Bunnies, McDonald Jones Stadium Sunday Arvo. So, plenty to play for. Should we meet the contestants playing for these prizes?
To Wall's End first, we have Cheryl. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Del.
That's the way. Ready to take on 3 of a Kind? You sound ready.
Why not?
Yes.
Why not indeed? We love a can-do attitude. Well, up against Cheryl, we head to Macquarie Hills where we meet Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Now, how are you feeling? You up and about, ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, got this.
All right, well, let's get into this, of course. Before we do, though, a bit of housekeeping. We do have to test the technology, which is, of course, our contestants' buzzers. Your name is your buzzer. Cheryl, we'll test yours first.
Chez.
All right, nice and quick. Chris?
I like that.
Chris.
Yep, easy.
Everyone gets it. Now, the scoring works. 1st of 2, best of 3. Let's get into your first one, please, Quizmaster.
All right, best of luck, both our contestants. Your first one is Billabong, Quicksilver, Roxy.
Chris,
quicker there.
Brands of clothes.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Done.
Well done, Chris. 1 on the board. Bit of scoreboard pressure for Cheryl here. Next one we've got Bondi Wrapper, Antonio's Combo Cups, Bondi Burger.
Chris.
Chez, quickest there.
Grilled Burgers.
Grilled, not what we were looking for, Chris.
A Porto burger.
A Porto was correct.
Which means, Chris, you've taken it.
Well done, mate. Congratulations. Off to our VIP opening of Inferno. How good's that? Bit of pizza, pasta, wine. Keen for that?
Yeah,
Cheers, guys. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Plus, in the draw for the gold reserve tickets, both of you, Cheryl and Chris, anyone that gets on the show, in fact, today, we've got those tickets and we want to give them away.
Well, that's it. You got to stick around because they are the hottest tickets in town and there'll be plenty of chances right throughout the show to get involved and get yourself, like you said, a chance to go watch the Inform night taking on the Bunnies at McDonald Jones Stadium.
New FM.
And Crevo, nuts have got to be one of the most versatile snacks of all time, basically.
Oh, my God.
Famously, you got like a PB&J sandwich, chocolate-coated nuts, or you can have them salted by themselves, right?
Love a salty nut.
Or you can have a salty nut, a salty peanut, if you will, in your Coca-Cola.
What are you talking about?
Well, apparently this is like a traditional snack from the US southern states, but it's gaining a lot of popularity on TikTok at the moment, as is everything, you know. Goes viral on TikTok and all of a sudden everyone wants to try it. Apparently though, it's a bit of a twangy twist on your classic salty sweet combo, and if you want to try this at home, it is as simple as it sounds. Basically, you take a handful of your salted peanuts, you put it in the top of your Coke, you let it sit there and you enjoy them together.
So do you drink down the Coke, then eat the nuts out the bottom with a spoon?
I believe that's the way.
Or do you, like, get a little strainer?
No. You enjoy both. So nothing to waste. Like, the Coke doesn't get wasted, nor do the nuts. You enjoy your drink, and then at the bottom you've got these, like, I guess, peanuts marinated in Coca-Cola. Is the essence of it.
It sounds so American, doesn't it?
It does.
What are you doing there? Marinating peanuts in Coca-Cola. I don't know. It doesn't sound brilliant, but hey.
You're not going to give it a go? There's a few things putting me off, personally.
I'm on the fence at this point.
Number one, I feel like the outside of your peanut will go very soggy. I think like it will. Yeah. I don't know if it will shield out the liquid as well as one might think.
I don't think that. I think if you drink it down quick enough, it's fine. Because if you think about, say...
But then it's not marinating, so what's the point?
I mean, I think just the... Like, if you drink it in, say, 20 minutes, I think you're safe. If you think about, say, a Thai curry that has peanuts in it...
That's true.
When you eat the curry throughout the time, when you get to the end, the peanuts are still crunchy.
That is true.
I do think that
they hold their integrity.
They've got the integrity to last, say, half an hour.
Right, okay.
Safe.
So we'll tick that off.
Yeah.
My other reservation with this is I've never been a big fan of this salty-sweet combo.
No, well, then you're out.
Yeah, I've never been a M&M's in my popcorn or even, like, salted caramel as a flavour. Not really a fan of.
Yeah, I used to be like that. Now I'm converted. I like it now, yeah.
Very
one of the great ones, bacon on top of pancakes and the syrup on everything.
That's it. I like pancakes.
Bon appetit.
I like bacon. Not together. I feel the same about this combination. Like Coca-Cola, like salted peanuts. I reckon leave them apart.
You're full Sheldon Coopering it and keep them all fenced apart.
I don't like how you worded that.
New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And like you said there, Jess, very chilly at the moment. Not much chance at all of getting a bit of a suntan or even a sunburn.
Not a chance.
Not a chance at all. But there's been a lady who... in the last week, is an absolute mare, and she's gotten so sunburnt. Can you relate to this, Jess?
Oh, I've been sunburnt many a time. It's usually my own fault, and it's usually stupid.
Okay, well, save that story, because I want to hear all the stupid Jess stories, of course, as well as the story from this lady. Like we said, she's had a bit of a mare. She's looking a bit like a lobster, and we'll reveal the silly, silly mistake she made in just a matter of minutes.
New FM. And we're talking about when sunburn goes wrong, because this lady on TikTok, her name's Chloe Holiday, not even joking, she's into all the like beauty stuff and everything, and she basically wanted to get what she's called a lovely glow, like a suntan.
Yeah.
So she put on like the suntan lotion, but she also said, I thought that putting sunscreen on would stop me getting any sun, so I left it off and only put the suntan lotion on. And she's shown pictures of what she's turned out after a full day in the full sun.
Yeah.
And she's a full idiot because she looks she looks like somewhere between a cross between a very, very ripe Italian tomato straight off the vine and a cooked lobster. Somewhere in that range. If you imagine those two colours, there, you've got it.
That's unbelievable.
Like a Pringles tin.
So what? She's under the assumption that suntan lotion will stop her from getting sunburned. It's just like a like for like.
No, she thought that if she put sunscreen on, she wouldn't be able to get any tan.
Oh,
so she goes,
man.
I'm not having any of that. I'll just put the suntan lotion on. And she's so red. She had like one of those halter tops on as well. So there's like an upside down V running from her neck down towards her chest.
Oh, that'll take her forever to get rid of that as well. I remember once, I've never been sunburnt that bad, I don't think. But it's because I was scarred from as a kid. My brother got super burnt once. I think it was a swimming carnival. He was in like year 8 or something like that. So shirt off, trying to impress the girls, you know, classic high school type shenanigans. Anyway, came home from school that day and similar colours you described, like so vibrant red. Anyway, he couldn't put a shirt on for like 3 days. Had to stay home from school for half a week. She had all these blisters on his shoulder and back and
he's just getting a new skin like a lizard.
Oh, yuck. When I saw that, it made me scared straight. Didn't even happen to me.
Yeah, right. Jess, what about yourself? Have you ever had a sunburn situation that's gone wrong?
I've been sunburned so many times. Probably the most recent one wasn't at the beach. It wasn't near any water. It was in the snow. Like, it was a beautiful sunny day. And I'm like, well, I'm in the snow. I don't need to put sunscreen on. That seems stupid.
It's cold here.
It's cold. There's snow. Why would I need sunscreen? And the end of that day, the first day, like, I had goggles on the whole day. So I looked like Batman. Man. I had a red like mask and white eyes. It was so bad. That was just one time.
And that's one of those stories as well where from now on, Jess, you're forever the girl that got sunburnt in the snow.
Literally.
You'll get a hard time for that for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
From now on, every time you want to go out, you know, I don't need to put sunscreen on. Morgan will be like, well, that one time you did get sunburnt in the snow.
You were Batman. It's the running joke now. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, your partner Morgan will always remind you of that, I reckon.
Literally.
Okay, so this is what we're after, is sunburn horror stories. If you've got one, maybe it was like, you know, in your situation, a family member, friend, that sort of thing, you're on holiday together or whatever. We want to hear those stories. 4967 4105, when sunburn goes wrong.
And of course, you might have to get out the old SPF 50 because best stories on the air could be off to see the Knights Sunday arvo, McDonald Jones Stadium against the Bunnies, if you don't mind. Sold out game. You want to get there. Get yourself on the hill, enjoy the sunshine, and enjoy the Knights as well. 4967 4105, that magic number you need to call. We're looking for your sunburn disaster stories.
New FM. Because we are talking sunburn horror stories after this lady turned beetroot red from just swapping tanning oil for sunscreen.
I didn't realise how prevalent burns like this are. Basically, producer Scott, during those songs, were doing some research for us. Apparently, it takes only 15 minutes to get burnt out in especially the harsh Australian sun. 1 in 6 people as well suffer sunburn.
There you go.
So many people, which means it's so painful as well, which means there's got to be so many stories right across the Hunter. So you can exchange your sunburn story for some tickets to the Knights this morning on 4967 4105, or of course, head to our Instagram at @thenovos_, where Brad has messaged in saying, spent the weekend in Nelson Bay for a mate's bucks. Between all the beers and the extracurricular activities, whatever that means, the groom-to-be fell asleep by the pool with his sunnies on. Safe to say his missus wasn't too impressed come wedding photo time.
Oh, what a disaster. Red on red on red.
That's the old double jeopardy as well, of course, because, you know, you got the pain from the sunburn. The pain from the missus upset at you. That's...
Which is more painful? Great question.
Both as painful as each other. But, of course, that's what we're asking on 4967 4105, your worst sunburn stories. We go to Singleton this morning where we meet Az. Good morning, Az. What is your sunburn story?
Morning, mate. Wasn't really my sunburn story because I was born pretty good tan, but my baby sister got sunburnt when we were kids, had big blisters all over her shoulders and everything. When Mum had to pop them, she was bawling her eyes out. I'll never forget it.
Oh, my God. What age would she have been?
She would have been about 4.
Oh, my God. And were they a bit like, I think a similar thing happened to my brother. These big, like, yellow pus-filled blisters, right? There's so much pressure behind them.
Yeah, it just made me want to eat a cheesecake.
What? What do you mean?
Do not understand that at all, but yep, sure. Far out.
That is so gross. And then when there's so much pressure behind him, that's what I was saying. My brother had to take half a week off school because you just couldn't put like any sort of weight or anything on him, even the shirt, putting a shirt on.
It was too painful.
Too painful. And it like scared him straight.
Scared you.
Scared me straight. I saw that, went not mucking around with his son. It's pretty, that son thing up there. Pretty dangerous.
Strong, strong. New FM.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. So, Stephen, you know how all along Maitland Road, sort of near the Sandgate Bunker, actually,
yep.
at the moment, they've got all these concrete barriers up.
Oh, yeah, roadworks on.
Some sort of roadworks,
yeah.
right? This morning I saw a new sign up. Right.
Okay.
And it said, it's just near the inner city bypass where that joins.
Yeah.
It said, warning, deep excavation. I was like, oh, what's going on here? I had a look in. It's about 30 centimetres deep.
Yeah, so not deep at all.
I think their idea of what deep is just different to everyone else's. Like, you could put a ruler in and it would still be poking out the top.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's them trying to justify all the hard work they're doing, you know? They're like, boss, we need to change it from excavation
to deep.
Deep excavation. That's how hard the boys been working, you know?
We need the concrete barriers up for this one. Because if a car goes down in there, it may take a couple of minutes to get out again.
Yeah, ridiculous, isn't it? And like we've alluded to in the past, it is so frustrating that you and I, we're up at stupid o'clock in the morning. No one out there working. Why have we got to drop down? Why have we got to drop the 60?
From 80. It's ridiculous.
So frustrating. Anyway, we digress because Crevo, up next, love is in the air, literally, because a gentleman has proposed to his partner in one of the most peculiar places I've ever heard. I'll reveal that and reveal how it all went down in minutes.
A romance story for the ages here on New FM.
And Crevo, up next, we'll of course be talking all things Tilly Matilda fever as their dream run in the World Cup unfortunately comes to an end. But at the moment, Crevo, I teased it before. I want to talk about how love is in the air, literally, because a gentleman has decided while en route to his holiday, he's going to propose to his partner on a Ryanair flight. So,
God,
you know, they're in the middle of transit. They're on the plane on the way to their holiday destination. And he's decided now is the perfect time to pop the question.
Now, Ryanair, if you're not familiar, they're the most budget
as it gets.
The most budget airline of all time. They're famous for it. Every single thing that can be stripped away from you as a perk or benefit has been done.
Yeah, well, that's it. As cost-effective as possible is how I think they label it.
Yeah, the
which is
seats,
a bit nicer than how you've labelled it.
The seat's made as thin as possible. Like, the cushioning has been removed so that it's every skerrick of weight that can be saved is being saved. They'll charge you, you know, for your baggage per gram, pretty much. It's unbelievable how budget they are.
And as well, there's been some odd proposals that we've seen, you know, even come across our desk in my time doing this show.
Mm.
I feel like on a flight is probably the weirdest and the most uncomfortable. There's a couple elements to this story. Number one, in a public place, if she says no, you are still stuck on that flight. You hit a bit of turbulence, the seatbelt sign comes on. You can't even hide in the toilet.
You can't even go to a different seat.
That's
you're stuck.
It. You are stuck sitting next to that person. There's no reprieve. You can't get away. Very high risk. I guess semi-reward because it's not like a super romantic setting anyway.
What? Surely you're on a journey somewhere. Like, surely you're going somewhere nice.
Well, that's it. Why don't you just do it when you land? Go to a nice beach in your holiday destination, you know, and go.
A restaurant.
Yeah.
The airport bar is going to be more romantic than on a stinking flight, like on a seat where somebody's vomited only a few hours before.
Crying baby three rows behind you, you know, just what? Yeah, anyway, a very odd decision. But apparently the couple were both happy with this decision and this outcome. Now, the couple, who are both named Lee, might I add. Gentleman,
this gets better and better.
The gentleman L-E-E. His wife-to-be, L-E-A-H, both Lee, right? They're going to be have the same name, essentially.
Or once they change their last names as well.
Well, that's it. They'll have exactly the same name, just slightly different spelling. They've both talked about how happy they are and how, you know, this is a long time coming, and they both love travel, so they thought, you know, a plane would be the perfect place to pop the question. Like you said, though, if you are travelling, there's surely some site you haven't seen before, romantic setting you can do it on. The other thing as well is you and I aren't the only ones who are, I guess, sceptical of this proposal situation, because Ryanair, their official Instagram handle, has replied, because, you know, the happy couple have posted on their socials.
Yeah, going, at Ryanair.
At Ryanair, you know, thank you so much. What a great proposal. Ryanair have come back. Lee, blink twice for random seat allocation. We can move you. We can get you out of that situation.
And which Lee is directed at? Nobody knows.
We'll never know.
New FM.
And Creva, I think Newcastle and the country alike are joined in a collective sense of pride this morning, because although the result didn't go the Matildas' way last night, we are so proud of our girls and how far they went, and of course, the FIFA Women's World Cup. They went down last night in the semi-final, 3-1 to England, and I went with many Novocastrians to Wheeler Place to go watch it. So obviously the public viewing was there. And it was so good to see so many people and families out, especially on a school night.
Yeah.
You know, to go and support the girls and really get behind the Matildas, which I think is so great. And I do think that this will have lasting effects for generations for women's sport.
No doubt.
But unfortunately for myself, the night was spoiled not only by the result, but by a couple of hooligans at Wheeler Place.
No, because soccer fans famously are some of the wildest in the world.
Well, right? they are. But
you wouldn't think at Wheeler Place in our very own Newcastle you'd experience this.
No, well, it has been, like, pretty tame up to all the games leading up to this, because I've been to every Matildas game at Wheeler Place so far.
Yeah.
But last night was a victim, Crevo, of egging.
You?
Yeah, there was some hooligans running around. I assume some teenagers or I don't know.
Like, were they for the English team or something? I saw you in your kit.
No idea. They just kind of, like, must have snuck in through the back or something like that and just started lobbing some eggs. I think they only must have got 3 or 4 away before they were frightened off by security. But, yeah, one of the eggs in our vicinity, on my mate's jumper, on my shoes. Yeah,
no.
Victim of egging.
Did you report it to the police?
No. Oh, okay. Too busy, you know, watching the game to really be too fazed by it. But I just thought, you know what's crazy? In this day and age, people are still egging. Like,
well, who can afford it?
Well, that's
the price
thinking
of eggs these days.
I went to Coles Charlestown only just this weekend gone, right? They've still got ration on eggs. You can only still buy 2 cartons of eggs at a time per person, per transaction, you know? Like, eggs so expensive and in such short demand. Well, such high demand, sorry, short supply.
Yeah.
That who on earth is still egging these days? Surely there's something more cost effective that you can use for your prank.
Yeah, I mean, the old water bomb and flour or something like that.
That's it. Anything other than eggs. Such a waste of what is, like, a really sought-after produce product at the moment. I couldn't believe it.
I think the ones from Lake Macquarie, they're, like, some good local free-range eggs,
yeah,
right? I think they're called Lake Macquarie eggs. That was, like, $7.50 for a dozen.
Yeah, unbelievable. Some people, obviously, there's some
Some
high-rolling hooligans knocking around the Hunter, and I want to know where on earth they are, because if they've got some free money knocking about, I want to get my hands on it. That's what I think.
Classy hooligans from Newcastle.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos. New FM.
All right, so there's been all the, of course, drama around Oporto and all that sort of stuff.
Finally this is the Mayfield opened
yesterday,
one, right?
Yeah, exactly. They finally opened yesterday. That's big news, right? Because that's been going on for, feels like, a year plus.
Well, for those that are just joining this saga now at its conclusion, basically people were rostered to start their first shifts December last year, and now only, what, all of 8 months later,
it's actually opened. Yeah, so that's been big. But during that time, other places have set up and fully opened, right?
Yeah, okay.
The latest one that is where Splash Seafood used to be, there for a long time, opposite the Mayfield Woolies.
Uh-huh.
There's now been signs put up for this G Pizza, which is supposed to be this new pizza place, like flash pizza place going in there. And I got the goss because I met randomly the owner when I was getting my banh mi at the hot bread shop there.
Right.
And he said, yep, it's opening on the 21st. So it's been about 6 weeks. They're fully set up, going to be opened, whereas the Porto was like a year and a half.
I bet you he's told you that under embargo as well, going, Crevo, please don't tell everyone. I want to keep it a secret.
Oh, it's on the down low.
Yeah. Well, obviously not anymore.
Well, a secret's three people. You, Stephen, myself, and you listening. That's all you need. Simple as that.
Yeah, just don't tell anyone. That's it. We'll keep it amongst us three.
It's a secret.
Anyway, up next, Crevo, a lady who's working for one of the big insurance companies. She's lost her job because she's been caught bludging in one of the silliest ways. So we'll reveal that, and we'll also ask you, how'd you catch a liar? So keep the phone handy, because, of course, plenty of night's tickets up for grabs this morning. Crevo, a lady has been fired from IAG, one of Australia's biggest insurance companies, after almost 20 years of service, because she's been caught telling a little bit of a porky, right? So basically the crux of this story was due to COVID, she started working from home, as many people did, and unbeknown to her, IAG were monitoring keystrokes of all employees and found out she was basically doing bugger all work and gave her the sack.
She's not doing any typing during the day.
She was averaging...
How could she be working?
She was averaging 50 keystrokes an hour or something like that. So it's not even one keystroke a minute.
Yeah, wow.
Anyway, she's doing bugger all. They were like, oh, well, this isn't quite up to our par. We're going to give you the sack. She had a whinge about it, though. Created a big media storm, went on all the television programs, etc. Also went to Fair Work crying unfair dismissal.
Okay.
And during that investigation, right, it was revealed that she'd been double dipping, right? She'd also been earning a second income all day by, instead of working, she was live streaming on TikTok.
Oh.
What a fool.
How easy is that to catch someone out? Because the video's there.
Well, that's it. The evidence famously on the internet and on the internet forever. What are you doing? If you're going to tell a porky, if you're going to tell a fib, you got to be more clever than that, don't you?
Exactly. 4967-4105. How did you catch a liar? We want to know the stories of when you've caught someone out. Maybe it's from now, maybe in the past, you know. Even when you catch kids lying, like that's the sort of stories we'll take as well.
Yeah, maybe there was like video evidence, or maybe there was just, you know, their story was like Swiss cheese.
That's
just
it.
So many holes in it that you were like, well, I'm piecing this together and something doesn't add up.
Exactly. When I was years ago working in software sales, we used to have to go out and do like demonstrations. Mm-hmm. So you'd meet the client, show them how the new software would work, like on their company sort of thing, right? And there was this one guy who had called in sick, and we're like, oh, you can't come out to the demo. That's fine. That's all good.
Yeah. Yep.
So we go out, we trundle out to the demo. We've got all our gear and everything, and we literally walk past him in the street.
Oh, that's so unlucky. Now that you've mentioned that, on similar vein, my uncle once chucked a sickie to go watch the cricket, was on telly, was on Nine News that night, walking in with his esky. Boss is like, oh, real sick were you, huh?
So, yeah, sick of being at work.
Yeah, well, this is the kind of stories we're chasing, of course. 4967-4105, that magic number to call. And, of course, up for grabs today, you can trade your story for a couple of tickets to the sold-out Knights game this Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium against the Bunnies, if you don't mind. They've won six in a row, Crevo, and you and I, we're penciling in a seventh.
That's right, and they're gold reserve as well, so they're good tickets. We've got a couple of them up for grabs. 4967-4105. How did you catch a liar? We'll get your stories on the air next. New FM.
And, Crevo, we're asking on 4967-4105, how'd you catch a liar? Basically, this comes about after a lady who was working for one of Australia's biggest insurance companies, IAG, got given the sack while working from home because, unfortunately, they were monitoring her keystrokes. She wasn't doing enough work. She said, this is rubbish. You know, I am working hard and you can't prove I'm not. Turns out they could, because she was live streaming on TikTok all day, every day.
Caught out.
Famously evidence on the internet. So this is what we're looking for. 4967-4105. How'd you catch a liar? And, of course, for trading your story, you can get yourself off to the sold-out Knights game against the Bunnies at McDonald Jones Stadium this weekend, if you don't mind. Now, we have opened up the phone lines, like I said, Crevo, but you can contact us all the time on the socials, of course, at @thenovos_ on Instagram, where Martine has messaged in and said, left a pack of donuts on the kitchen bench while I went to hang out the washing. Came back and they were all gone. Of course, the kids denied eating them, so I cooked them up their favourite dinner and interrogated them when, for some reason, they mysteriously were full and couldn't eat any of it at all.
Caught out. Caught out in there.
In the lie.
That's it. Now let's go to Newcastle itself. Jake, did you get caught or did you catch a liar? What happened?
Oh, I got caught.
Oh, no, mate. What happened?
So, I work in construction. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it was my first company car that I ever got. I was pretty proud of that.
Yep. Nice.
And my wife was doing night shifts at Macca's, and her car was not running very perfect, and I didn't want her getting stuck. So, I said, oh, just take the work ute.
Yeah, yep.
So, she'd taken the work ute a couple of times. Everything was sweet. And then didn't realise that the owner of the company was working night shift at Tugra. And he pulled into Macca's on his way home and goes, oh, I recognise you. And she goes, oh, yeah, so I'm Jake's wife. And he goes, oh, yep. Anyway, have a nice night. Walks out the front. What does he see?
The work ute sitting there.
His company car sitting in the car park.
Oh, no.
Oh, he pulled up on site the next day. And the second I seen him, I knew exactly what he was doing. He come over and luckily he was pretty good about it. I explained the situation. He goes, well, don't do it again because...
We've caught you.
Someone did this. Yeah, last year someone did this and his wife wrote the car off.
Oh. Lucky that didn't happen to you then, Jake. And lucky you didn't have to hand the keys back in. All right, let's go to Valentine next where we meet Keith. Good morning, Keith. What's your story about catching a liar?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Yeah, good. Yeah, listen, it was similar to the IAG one. That's what made me ring up. I was manager of a coal mine up in the Hunter Valley quite a few years ago, and we had an employee out on compo, and he was off for quite a while. Anyway, one of his mates came up and said, listen, he's not injured. He's out playing cricket on the weekends. Anyway, the following weekend or the following week, one of the guys brought a video in of him playing cricket on the weekend. And anyway, I thought, well, this can't go on. Obviously, those guys weren't happy about it either, but... Anyway, so I called his union reps in and said, listen, unfortunately, we're going to have to let this guy go. He's not really on compo. And they said, no, you can't do that. And I said, well, do you want to have a look at this? I showed them and they said...
the evidence.
They said, fair cop, leave it with us. They went and had a chat with him, and within an hour, I had a resignation letter. So
wow. There you go. And who needs enemies when you got friends like that ratting you out for cricket on the weekend, probably filling in for his mate's team?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Cost him his job.
Wow, you got to be careful. Don't lie. It's as simple as that. That's a lesson there. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And Crevo, yesterday got myself a fresh haircut. Yeah. My partner Siobhan, she did it right. So
normally you do it, don't you? Just in the mirror.
Yeah,
the clippers.
Well, actually, normally Siobhan has done it in the past because we did long distance for the last year. Yeah. She wasn't here to do it, so I had to do it myself. I'm pretty good at doing it myself. I did it before me and Siobhan got together anyway, so like... It's like riding a bike, I guess, but while Siobhan's here, it's just easier and more convenient for her to do it. So, anyway, she cut my hair quickly yesterday. I think she did quite a good job.
Looking fresh. And it was while you were watching a TV show, yeah?
Yeah, we just had, like, reruns of Love Island on the telly while we were doing it. So, just, you know, something that you don't have to focus too hard on. Something to turn your brain off at, and yeah.
How long have you, like, did it take you to get Siobhan into... Love Island, because you've been a fan for a long time.
Nah, she got me into it. But anyway, we went yesterday to Wheeler Place after I got the haircut with a couple of mates.
Yeah.
And now Siobhan's got some requests. You know, people who want her to cut their hair as well, but she's got to learn how to do a skin fade, apparently.
Ooh.
They're like, oh, I want a skin fade on the side. Siobhan's like, don't know how to do that, but come
YouTube.
Over. I'll practice. No, don't practice on me. Practice on Steven. So apparently I'm going to be the test dummy now for all these haircuts Siobhan's got to learn. Unbelievable.
Oh, that's good. I think that's a good idea.
Oh, well...
You can open a barbershop at the castle. It's got heaps of rooms, right? Charlestown Castle.
That's true. Maybe a potential side hustle. I didn't think of it like that.
Come on. Think smarter, not harder.
All right.
New FM.
Of course, what's the goss on the way with producer Scott? He's in the building. And what have you got for us coming up very shortly?
Made a bit of a political one today. It's got to do with music. It's got to do with booing. It all happened over in Europe overnight, and it's a bit controversial. We'll talk about it next.
Okay. Well, like you said, we will tackle that next. Up now, though, of course... The whole country's still in the midst of Matilda fever. Mm. And while we are, you know, experiencing a collective, I guess, sense of disappointment, there's also a sense of pride.
Sure.
Everyone's super proud of the girls and how far they've done and how hard they fought during this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be wrong to not immortalize them forever. So there's a restaurant, Compton Burgers, in Perth, where I'm from, and they've got themselves a limited edition Matilda's burger, right?
Yep.
Just to, you know, celebrate the girls and,
sure,
to, you know, commemorate what they've done and how good this tournament was. But we have nothing like that in Newcastle. So I thought, amongst the team, let's try and think of some ways, some, I guess, culinary dishes which we can stamp a bit of Matilda flavour on and immortalise these girls forever. So I'll start us off.
Sure.
I've got a bit of a brekkie-themed one, I suppose.
Nice, nice.
So we're going to head to Bolton Street Pantry. I think this is a company that could implement this, all right? A cafe that could implement this, because Bolton Street Pantry in town, of course, already famous for their unreal chili eggs, right?
Okay.
So let's serve chili Van Egmont.
Oh!
That's what I reckon the first one should be.
Same dish,
chili eggs in there, chili Van Egmont, and we'll stay with the brekkie theme as well.
Okay.
Because nothing goes better than eggs in the morning than a bit of Bloody Mary Fowler. Bloody Mary in the morning as well. So just add them to your menu already. You've already got both those items there.
Oh, that's good.
Just change the name and we immortalise, first of all, Mary Fowler, who's one of the great young stars. She's only 20, plus our very own Emily Van Egmont, Newcastle's own, in a Newcastle cafe. I reckon that's how we immortalise the two.
Knocked it out of the park. That's great.
Nice. All right, I'll jump in next because I think we should head to the... And I actually was in there yesterday, so this works well. This is what gave me the inspiration. The Georgetown Cake Shop.
Okay, yep.
Lovely little bakery there. And I thought they could have the Mackenzie Almond Croissant, perhaps.
Oh, that's good.
And every cake sold, I reckon, should come with a Tamika Yollop of cream.
Yeah, okay. That's good. I like that. A way to immortalise our superstar Matildas. All right, Scott.
Why not?
What have you got for us this morning, mate?
I'm a big fan of Praise Joe's, so I reckon Praise Joe's and Tice Hill can do no wrong. I'm going down the two same players that you did, Stephen.
Right, okay.
We should have talked about this off air.
No, that's all right. No, of course.
Fine.
Two of the stars.
They're the two stars. Sticking with the local theme, I'm going the Bacon Van Egmont roll.
Yes, lovely. Yeah. And of course, one of Newcastle's finest, Emily Van Egmont. So we don't mind that.
That's it. And a bit of deep fried zucchini, add a little bit of corn in there. How about some zucchini Fowlers?
Okay, well, there you go. A couple of our suggestions for some of the local businesses listening, but I think we should all get on board, get behind this golden generation of Matildas and immortalise them forever. That's what I'm trying to do here.
If you've got a food business, what are you doing if you're not doing that?
Missed opportunity.
Exactly. New FM.
Another. What's the goss? New FM.
All right, what's going on, Scott?
Look, a bit of controversy over in Europe. It seems to be overnight. The Killers, the American band known for Mr. Brightside, very popular. They were performing in the country of Georgia, not to be confused with Georgia in the US. It is a country over in Europe. It's called a transcontinental country. So by the sounds of it, it goes between Europe and Asia.
Okay.
I'd never heard of it before, to be fair. They've done a performance up on stage, and the Killers are known for bringing people from the crowd up to perform on, do sets with them.
Bit of fun.
Georgia, unfortunately, has some real bad history with Russian invasion that they're still dealing with. And given everything that's happening in the Ukraine, the Killers brought somebody up on stage who was Russian and encouraged the crowd to get behind their brother. And was full supporting of the bloke up on stage, and it just rubbed the crowd the wrong way that they were booing. They were booing the Killers, and one of the biggest bands in history. Mr. Brightside is an absolute iconic song from the early 2000s. To see them get booed, they must have done something real bad.
I don't know.
It's probably an innocent mistake.
I tend to agree. And the other thing as well is you can't act like every person who's Russian is Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
Well, that's the other thing. The fact that they're in Georgia, probably they might not even be, you know.
They've probably left Russia because they don't agree with what's going on in Russia.
Part of the reason why you migrate.
Mm. Yeah, there's a whole thing about the Russian invasion, though, and that they still occupy parts of the land. Like, it's a whole political landscape we're not going to get into, but issue, conflict with the Russians, and that was brought up at the Killers concert. Didn't go down well.
Like Crevo said, though, probably an innocent mistake. I'm happy to give the Killers the benefit of the doubt.
I don't think
one.
They've gone, oh, we love Putin. We're going to get a Russian on.
I tend to agree.
No, and they've come out on their socials saying that they had absolutely no intention to offend anybody. It's their long-standing tradition. They recognise that it's a comment, that their comments have been misconstrued, but they basically are trying to preach happiness and one and unity and stuff like that.
I think we can move on from that and say the Killers are fine.
They think they're fine, yeah, but they're backlash there. The other big news that was making the headlines yesterday, gents, and it really came to a head last night, was Tim Cahill from the Socceroos, very, very well-known player, our hero back in 06, putting the ball in the back of the net. The day of the Women's FIFA World Cup, the final, he shares a highlights reel of his football career on the same day.
Oh.
And people are like, mate, put it away. Today's not your day. Put it away.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that, Stephen, being more of a soccer fan?
Yeah, a bit egotistical, isn't it? I'm going to assume without seeing it might have been like a anniversary date of a big milestone or something like that. I don't know. Because if it's not, if he's just posted it because he's feeling
excited about
the game, yeah, he could have maybe posted something Matildas related.
I think it in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be fair, I think it was another account that he's just reshared something on, so I don't know if it was him specifically, but it still came up on his page. He was still promoting it, and I think it was just promoting Australian football and how great Australian football has been.
You know what as well, though? A lot of those players for the Matildas, they didn't have, like, they're the generation that girls are going to look up to now, but they didn't have female footballers to look up to.
Yeah.
So Tim Cahill was their hero as well as mine, you know? So I think it maybe could have just spurred inspiration and, I don't know.
Yeah.
Fair bump, play on. We all love soccer.
Oh, yeah. We do indeed. Just a couple of comments there that people thought, a bit distasteful, Tim.
Yeah, that's it. Save it for later is the message there.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3
New FM. And Crevo, just when you thought Newcastle got their appropriate sporting fix from the Women's World Cup, we're just left wanting more because, of course, we're getting to the pointy end of the NRL season. The Knights, they're there or thereabouts in finals contention.
Yep.
And they've got a massive game Sunday against the Bunnies at McDonald Jones Stadium. Already sold out. The excitement is palpable right across the Hunter.
Well, it is getting increasing. Like, I was doing a delivery yesterday around Georgetown.
Uh-huh.
Flags out.
Really?
People's houses. Not heat, like just a few little smattering, and you don't normally see that. So this is very exciting for our town.
Well, that's it, and people are getting on board because it looks like the Knights could not only make the finals, but do some damage. And if you want to jump on this bandwagon, it's not too late because all week we are giving away double passes to go see, like you said, the sold-out game at McDonald Jones Stadium Sunday. And we're going to give you a chance by getting involved in the show next with a bit of a social dilemma. So get your phone ready, 49674105. We'll need your help settling this once and for all.
New FM.
And Crevo, I feel like we have had such an upbeat, positive show thus far.
Sure.
I hate to be the one to bring it down, but I'm going to have to go on my soap because I've seen something that has riled me up significantly.
Okay.
Basically, stories going around Reddit at the moment of this family who have decided, like many families do, to celebrate a birthday by going out for a nice dinner together.
Oh, look, as you would, there's so many great places to do it.
And of course, for this night in particular, they've decided to go to a fine Italian restaurant. So what they've done is they've spent like $250 on pizza, pasta, fine wine, really treated themselves. And at the end of the night, because it is a birthday, of course, you got to have a cake. What's a birthday without a cake? So
Great question.
Brought their own cake in and gone, look, we've spent $250 on your beautiful food. We'd just like a little bit of cake to finish the night off. Can you cut this up for us? Bring us some plates. We'll enjoy it together. The restaurant's gone, yeah, no dramas, easy as. Cut up the cake, brought out plates. When they've got their bill at the end of the night, been slapped a $30 charge. Cake cutting fee, $30. Outrageous. In this economy, is unbelievable.
I don't know. That doesn't, 10% less, 10% of the bill? That doesn't seem that bad.
$30 to cut the cake. Are you kidding?
How many people were at this thing?
There was a fair few, I think. I think they said 20.
20?
Yeah.
That's a bargain.
That's not a bargain.
Yes, it is, because that's $1.50 each, right? And they've got to then wash 20 plates, 20 forks, plus the cake plate, plus wear and tear on all of those plates.
No, come on
wear
now.
Wear and tear on the knife as well.
You're kidding. Honestly, chuck me in the kitchen. I'll wash up the plates. $30 is outrageous.
No, you
know
you
what?
Won't.
And like, knowing me, after I've had cake, wouldn't even have to wash the plate anyway. I'd lick it that clean. You'd see your reflection in it. Just serve it to the next person.
I don't think they're allowed to put that back in the cupboard. That's against, you know, the kitchen cleaning laws or whatever they're called. I can't think of it. Food safety.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just
$30
think
is nothing.
$30 is outrageous. And if you're like, I understand you perhaps do have to pay someone to clean the dishes, right?
Sure.
I understand that. But they've spent $250 already on this restaurant. You know, they've really treated themselves. $30, just let them cut the cake.
Nah. Yeah, look, here's the thing, right? With that, say they've spent $250 on all the food and stuff, all those profit margins on each dish are already worked out. If you then have to add in another cost, you're losing money. As a business, they have to do it. They have to charge.
Not $30, they don't. That's absolutely outrageous. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
You can't do a cutting fee based per person.
Why not?
It'd be per cake, sure.
No. It's per, because they've got all those plates to wash.
I don't know. I think this is outrageous. Obviously, you think it's, as a businessman and a business owner yourself.
Yeah, I think it's completely justified. Any service you provide, you have to charge for.
I don't know.
Otherwise, you're running a charity.
Am I being a bit pretentious, I suppose? Am I being a little bit precious? It's a bit spoiled?
Definitely.
I don't know. I don't know. Let me know. 4967405. We'll open up the lines to the people in Newcastle. Let us know. Do you think it's right or wrong to charge $30 for this cake cutting fee? And of course, for sharing your opinion on the air, you'll be off to see the Mighty Knights taking on the Bunnies, McDonald Jones Stadium, Sunday Arvo, in what is going to be a full house. Already sold out. So last tickets in town available right here. 4967-4105. We want to know, right or wrong, the cake cutting fee, $30, outrageous. Let us know here at New FM. And Creebo, we're having such a lovely show up until we, you know, started getting conflicted. We're at loggerheads now about this situation. Basically, a family has gone out for dinner, birthday dinner, at a nice Italian restaurant. They've spent hundreds of dollars on food, you know, wine, pizza, pasta, all that good stuff. And when it's come to the end of the night, they've brought out the birthday cake, which they've brought from home. Gone, can we just cut this up? Have a bit of cake at the end of your birthday, of course. Restaurant's gone. No dramas. $30 cutting fee.
I'm saying it's fine. It's an extra service. Question for you, Stephen. You get a new house built, right? Lovely new house. Stephen's on a good wicket. We get it, right? And then at the end, you've agreed on the price, got the house built. You go, oh, could you put a swimming pool in for us at the back?
It's not the same.
And they're like, we can. It's $25,000. You're like, nah, can you put it in for free?
All right, I'm done talking to you. Let's talk to some reasonable people from across Newcastle, of course. The magic number, 4967-4105. We'll go to Paxton first. We meet Brad. Good morning, Brad. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, I'm not a fan of it at all.
Yeah, it's just not good, is it?
Oh, definitely not. We're a big going out for dinner sort of family, and I'd be stealing if I got an extra bill for that.
$30 for cake fee, you think's too much. Fair enough.
The other thing as well is some people, they like to go out for dinner, but times are tough. And, like, the cost of living's through the roof. You're trying to save money already as it is.
Mm.
Extra $30 on there, that's another meal, essentially.
That's one for Team Stephen at this point. To Jasmine next. Nicole, what are your thoughts on this?
Oh, I think it's outrageous and ridiculous.
So you reckon they should just cut up the cake for free?
Exactly.
And all those extra plates, all that extra washing up, that doesn't bother you?
Nah, wouldn't bother me. I work in an Italian restaurant and we do it for free.
Okay. Oh, give yourself a plug. Where's the free cake cutting at?
Arrivederci.
There we go.
Ah, there you go.
Friend of the show, Arrivederci.
Yeah. Good point from Nicole as well, you know? And it's not like you're just going in and you're like, oh, we just want this cake. We're not going to buy any wine or food. We're just sitting down with the cake. Cut it up for us, please.
True. Okay, so two for you at the moment. Let's see if anyone else thinks any different or am I a man on an island. To Cessnock, Stephen, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's wrong unless it's discussed beforehand. Sorry,
Crevo. Okay, fair enough. But surely it would say, maybe it doesn't say, yeah.
Even if it is stated, $30 is outrageous for one cake to be cut. That's ridiculous.
It is.
What do you think's a fair price, Stephen?
$5, $10, or give them the option to take it home and do it themselves.
Yeah, okay. I reckon $5, you go fair cop. Same as like a corkage fee. $5, you go, fair cop.
Corkage is like $4 a person, though.
No, it shouldn't be, though. That's what I'm saying. It shouldn't be.
Yeah, right. All right.
This is what my whole argument is, the ethics of this in general. It's not just to the cake-cutting fee. It's being stung by these charges for all sorts of services.
Well, I have to give you this. The winner sting. You've got this. Looks like Newcastle agrees. Cake-cutting fee, too expensive.
And, of course, I'm not the only winner today because, fingers crossed, the Knights will be winning on Sunday against the Bays at McDonald Jones Stadium. We're going to send Jake there from Newey, who was caught lying about the work ute, giving it to the missus to drive, trying to, you know, show off and go, look at my little flashy work car.
Yeah.
The boss has seen it out on the road and gone, uh-uh, not happening.
You can't be using it. It's for work only. So you've got the gold reserve tickets. Go see the sold-out Knights.
Yeah, so now you can't impress your partner with the work ute, but you can impress her with Knights. And, of course, we are giving away tickets all week, so make sure you stick around. Keep New FM locked, loaded and loud for your chance to get the last tickets in town to see the Knights.
That's us done for today. We'll catch you tomorrow. See ya.
See you then.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.